Welcome back to another episode of the Who You Know Show podcast, where what you know is important, but who you know can make all the difference in your business, career, relationships, and life. My name is Trevor Houston, and on this show, you'll learn the strategy, grit, and mindset it takes to overcome obstacles so you can level up in your career, recover your cash flow, and live the life of purpose that God intended for you. Don't forget to look at the mic drop moments timestamped in the show notes below. And if you've enjoyed today's episode, make sure to pay it forward, subscribe, and leave an honest review so we can improve. Thanks for listening. My name is Trevor Houston, and please enjoy this episode of the Who You Know Show.
First and foremost, for those that you do not know, this is the queen of LinkedIn, okay? She's the LinkedIn expert. She's the guru. She's going to teach you how to really blow things up on LinkedIn. So I would love to hear your story about how you started with Facebook and then you decided to kind of like move into LinkedIn land.
Yes. So how do I condense the story? I started a company out of my bedroom when I was 23. It was a video licensing company where I got paid from really big blogs on Facebook, anywhere from, you know, 1 million to 40 million followers, that size of Facebook page and Facebook blog. They needed safe licensed video content for their page because Facebook had started to heavily favor video in the algorithm, which we've seen all social media platforms follow suit since then. So I was put in a really unique position. You know, I essentially got a job working for one blog owner making these videos, word of mouth between the other pages spread, and they wanted these videos. So I was licensing viral video content, whatever story, whatever clip was trending at that time that I could get my hands on and facilitate a deal with the owner to get their story featured on that page. I did it, and I did that for years, and it turned me into a machine at digital marketing, specifically knowing how to get attention in the newsfeed with video. So I scaled that company. It segued into really more of a traditional advertising firm toward the end. Like, we were doing traditional media buying for a lot of product companies, facilitating deals with the page owners, where we would now work with product companies and consumer goods to feature their product on the network of blogs that we now cultivated because we had a great reach just through our client base and the viral video licensing side of things. So what we started doing was we started promoting products. We started doing media buying campaigns for products. And I got on LinkedIn in an attempt to get leads for that part of the company for the media buying product video side of things. So I hadn't been making my own content for years. I actually was previously very creative and artistic. I was an artist, just a starving artist and a musician before I actually
used to be a rapper.
Yes, I was a rapper. I was a singer too. I got on American Idol. Yeah.
Noise.
So that was before, you know, I dropped out of college when I was 20 to pursue my music. From age 20 to 23, I heavily pursued music, but I didn't go anywhere. And I started to get real with myself about my lack of business and marketing expertise. So I quit music to start that agency, scaled it up, got investors, did that for years before I finally found LinkedIn. I was hearing, oh, LinkedIn's a goldmine for leads if you do video, because there's no one on LinkedIn utilizing the video, which was still relatively new on LinkedIn. And I thought, well, I know everything about video on social media now. I've been doing it for years. I was really itching to make my own content again, to get on camera again. You know, I've always been passionate about performing and creating. So the whole journey kind of morphed into this perfect fusion of, I already had the entertaining background. I already felt very comfortable on camera. But now, after years of the video licensing and working on Facebook, I knew marketing and I knew how to get attention through video content. So I started making my own video content. I started growing my personal brand on LinkedIn. And within 2 months of creating LinkedIn videos consistently, I did about 3 original selfie videos per week, just shot on my cell phone. I had generated over 6 figures in revenue for my Facebook agency at the time. So it was a wake-up call. I was like, whoa, 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 there's a whole nother business here on LinkedIn. I Had a lot of partners with my Facebook agency. It had scaled. It had grown. There were many heads at the table. It had gotten bigger than me. I decided, you know what? I'm just going to sell my shares and start over on LinkedIn so that I can bring this video marketing knowledge to business owners who don't realize they're sleeping on a gold mine of inbound leads on the LinkedIn platform, simply if they learn how to utilize video and grow a personal brand here.
So I have a question for you on that. So like when you left, right, was it uncomfortable in the beginning? Like, did you have any worry or like, I don't know if this is going to work. What am I doing? Self-doubt, you know, that kind of thing. Yeah. Or was it just like, you know what? No.
Oh, man. You want to hear some self-doubt, Trevor? And this is perfect because this a lot of job seekers are tuning in. So you've all experienced this by now, probably getting laid off or getting fired. I got demoted. I got demoted by my investors from my own company. Yeah, they demoted me. There was an issue. Yep, there was an issue with one of our biggest contracts, actually. It was like a decent chunk of our revenue at the time. I was accountable. I did make a mistake. But the way they were treating me, like,
what's that song? Look at me now. Look at me now.
Oh, so funny. So right?
Success, still going. She's still
success is the success is the best revenge,
yes,
you guys.
It is.
So
yes, it is.
I was crushed. I was crushed. You know, I was really young when I got that investment. I was virtually not represented in the operating agreement. Like the way they were treating me was very unfair, unjust, but there wasn't much I could do about it. I just decided to surrender and fold. But it was so painful because I had spent years building that company. I was the founder and I kind of got it pulled from the rug under me. It was like, Steve Jobs, what happened to Steve Jobs? Like, you're out. We don't want you anymore. And like, I was like, you know what? I'm done disempowering myself. I'm done working with people who don't see my value. Like, you're literally going to tell me that I am not valuable enough to have a seat at the table and that I have to prove my worth if I'm going to stay here. I built this company. I've proven my worth. I'm done. Buy me out. And they did. I took my paycheck and left. And I was scared. I was very bitter. I was very sad. It triggered a lot of actually the whole experience. It was like rejection, right? When you get fired or something, it's like rejection. So it actually triggered a lot of my childhood wounds that I wasn't dealing with. A lot of the abuse that I endured as a small child, it all came coming back up. My feelings of powerlessness, codependency. How am I going to make it? I mean, I was wrecked, Trevor. I had like a knot in my stomach, like, okay, I'm going to do LinkedIn marketing, but really, really work. I'm going off on my own. I felt really dependent on like men in business and insecure about forming my own company. But I knew I could do it. Like deep down, I had this strength. I was like, I have this following that I've been building anyways. People are coming to me for help with LinkedIn marketing anyways. I'm just going to do it. And I dove all in. And I had a cushion because I was sitting on that buyout. So I really was in a fortunate position to get past that and start my own company on LinkedIn. And it's just been the most beautiful journey ever. I always tell people, you know, discomfort is the path to growth and achieving your goals. If you want to grow, you better get used to being uncomfortable and facing that pain and getting through it. So I'm really grateful that I came out the other side. And now I own my own company. It's 100% mine. I have no partners. And I'm pretty sure, I mean, it would only be a guess at this point since I'm not in contact with my original agency. But like, I would imagine I'm making more money than them now. And it's 100% mine.
That is what we like to call on this show. That's my mic drop. I love that story. I wanted to dig a little deeper because I've heard you talk about it before. But I wanted to hear the discomfort, right? Because I think that is super important for our audience to hear. They're going through this right now. There's a lot of discomfort. The world is going through discomfort right now.
We are going through like the whole world is growing. The whole world is feeling the pain.
Hey, but you know what? On that note, so what does the mama eagle do to the eaglets to get them to leave the nest?
Wow.
It starts pulling out all the comfort, all the feathers. It starts pulling out all of the nice cozy, and it quits feeding it so that those birds are so uncomfortable that they eventually fly, right?
Yeah. I thought they threw them out the nest.
No, they don't do it. They make it uncomfortable. They quit feeding them. They quit feeding them, and they pull out the feathers, and underneath the feathers is a bunch of spikes and thorns. And
yeah, it's ugly their feathers under there.
I got some other questions I wanted to bring to you, okay? If you were seeking employment, okay, I want you to think about, to put your your empathy your mindset on, and you're a job seeker right now, what kind of videos would you be making?
Helping people. What can you do to help?
Boom.
That's what my business mentor says all the time. He's like, you know, we're just helpful, Jay. That's all we're doing is we're just being helpful. And anything that you can remind people that you're helpful, that you're there to serve, that's what companies are looking for in employees. You know, can you be part of a community? Can you work as a team? Can you hear other people's perspectives and listen? Can you be humble? So especially when you're in the position of job seeker, and this is a little different from what I'll normally say in regards to business owners, you don't have to answer to anyone on LinkedIn, kind of be a little more raw and make enemies, you know. You want to always position yourself as someone who has empathy for others. So even if you do release a piece of content that is maybe opinionated or that not everyone is going to agree with, be really careful about how you show up in the comments and respect other people who have a different opinion than you, because that reflects how you're going to work in the workplace with your team. You know, that shows how you're going to interact with other employees, how you're going to interact with the staff when the boss doesn't like your idea. Can you take constructive criticism? If they see you post on LinkedIn, but then you're bashing everyone in the comments who doesn't 100% agree with your perspective, that's really unattractive to employers and business owners, you know, to anyone. I think the world we live in general just needs a wake-up call that, you know, us fighting each other and being combative, it doesn't get us anywhere, right? It's like divide and conquer. You know, we need to unite. We need to embrace the different perspectives out there, which they do still exist on LinkedIn. Yes, it's a professional platform, but people are still going to disagree with you. People might even hate on you more overtly. So I would say just be strong and always ask yourself, you know, how does me showing up on my personal blog on LinkedIn reflect to how I'm going to be in the workplace? And in terms of your content, just share industry skills. You know, how can you be helpful? Boom. What do you know about your job role, about your industry that would make your customer's life easier? And start to share that so that your potential boss, when they see you, is like, oh, wow, this person clearly knows a lot about our industry. They have some authority here. It looks like they might be a good asset to our team, but they're never going to make that decision if you aren't showing up and sharing that valuable information that you have learned over the years in your industry with your audience.
So I love that I went through your boot camp, and one of the things that you teach in there is that you don't have to reinvent the wheel. Like when it comes to creating content, like I'm teaching our audience now this. So if you're in HR, okay, and that's what you do, then you don't have to reinvent the wheel when it comes to content. Go to Google, right? Go in there and type in Google, type in HR, top HR mistakes, okay? And you're going to see all of this content that's already been created. And one of the things that Shay teaches in her course is that it's not like plagiarism. If you take it, read it, and put it in your own words.
Make it your own. Yeah.
Make it your own. It's actually going to sharpen your skills, right? Because you're going every single day, you're going and you're learning and you're looking at what's being created out there, the content that's already out there. You're going to sharpen your own skills, and then you're going to create content around it that's in your own words, that's going to position you as the thought leader in that industry so that you are the go-to HR person. Not just like how many HR people are there out there, right? You want to be the go-to HR person so that an employer comes to you and that you drive traffic to your profile. So I love that. Okay, got another question for you, Shay. In your life, what do you attribute to more of your success? What you know, your skills, right? What you know, or who you know?
Oh, man.
It's a good one, isn't it?
I feel like it's a trick question because it's all about who you... Isn't that your slogan? Like, it's all about... who you know, I'm like destroying your brand right now. No, it is really who you know. Every single path I took in life, it was because of the people that came to me, you know, all the way down to the moment I'm born. Who do you know? You know, it's your parents. And I am very fortunate to grow up with really dysfunctional parents because they taught me what not to do in this world and how not to be. So it's who you know. People say, you know, how are you so deep? How do you have this foresight? And how do you have this objectivity, the way you look at the world, the way you can empathize and understand people and behaviors? I say it's because I had a really rough upbringing. You know, thank God for that. So even your own family that you're born into is an example of who you know. When I was 24 and got my investment, I got the investment deal because of somebody I knew who hooked me up with an investment. When I learned video editing, it was because of who I knew. I met someone at the time who was willing to teach me how to edit videos. I had no tech experience. When I moved to Miami and I started to have my spiritual awakening after leaving my last company and getting demoted and kind of going through that hard time, I met a life coach who completely changed my life. I've worked with several therapists, several life coaches, but this life coach especially really helped propel me forward. It was I always joke, you know, like I came to Miami so that I could meet him. Because after he was one of the first people I ever met in Miami, and he helped me, you know, he walked me through a different set of programs, his programs, different communities down here that he introduced me to that could support me. I didn't really know anyone in South Florida. And that has quickly changed because I have met the right people. So it is who you know. But also, while we're on that topic, Trevor, I just want to touch on something, a perspective that not everyone always has. And I know you'll all appreciate this because you're a very spiritual crowd, but you know, learn to have gratitude for even the people you know that hurt you, that you feel wronged you in your life. You know, even if you were abused, even if everyone that you tell the story to objectively is like, oh, you're the victim. How much did you learn from that experience? I wouldn't change my upbringing for anything. Like, is it sad sometimes that I don't really have a healthy family to go home to? Sure, but I wouldn't change the lessons. I wouldn't change how strong and resilient that made me. I wouldn't change the investors who demoted me because they forced me to realize my worth. They forced me to look at my life and go, what am I even doing here in this company working with all these men? I don't need this. Like, it was a wake-up call. So every single person in your life, even the ones who hurt you, try to have as much of a attitude of gratitude for it and change the perspective to what did I learn? Why did I take accountability? Why did I manifest a situation in which I would be mistreated? Well, maybe it's because my soul was yearning to learn the lesson of self-respect and self-love. And I'm really proud of this journey that I've been on of getting to that point because I used to be very bitter. I used to be very angry toward the people that I felt wronged me in the past. And that's no way to live your life. You know, you cannot climb uphill with a bag of bitter rocks on your back. You got to at some point let that go.
Okay.
So Shay, keep that in mind as well.
I'm going to drop mics on. You are just dropping them. Hold on. I'm going to drop another one. I knew this was going to be
like 10 or 12 mic drops.
That was so good. Like, you can't walk. Hold on. Rewind. You can't walk uphill. You can't climb a mountain. What'd you say? Can't walk uphill without a bag of bitter rocks.
A bag of bitter rocks on your back. Yes.
Woo! That's fire. That's straight fire.
And so many people do. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Well, and man, that translates so well and so directly to all of our viewers. A lot of our viewers are going through. Because look, there's two ways you can approach it. You get knocked down, do you stay down or you get back up? Right?
I get knocked down, I get up again.
But I mean, it really is. It just like, so I was in the military, right? And there's military is not for everybody, right?
Yeah,
and
that's
so
true.
There are people that have a really good experience in the military, and there are people that have a really bad experience in the military, like boot camp, right? And it's not really much different for one of the or other of those people, right? It's pretty much the same experience. It's all about your attitude, like you said.
Mindset. Yep. I have another question for you. Okay, so we're trying to teach our audience how to, you know, get attention, right? That's what it's all about. Got to get the attention of the recruiters, the hiring managers, the companies. A lot of times these people are very, very busy people. So you did a video recently, or I'm not sure how recent it was, but you did a video about this, how to get attention of busy people. Can you shed some light on that?
Yeah, absolutely. I was inspired to make it, actually. And I had known this. I hadn't made a video about it yet, but somebody from LinkedIn sent me a physical handwritten letter in the mail. And I don't get much physical mail anymore, except for the that mild shopping addiction that I have on Amazon. Other than that, I don't get much physical mail anymore. So it really stood out to me where I was like, wow, who is this guy? And he was a loyal follower of mine, but there's a lot of people following me now. I didn't know him. So I actually went to his LinkedIn specifically to find him, to check him out. And I ended up sending him a personalized message on LinkedIn, thanking him for the handwritten letter. And it sparked this idea in me where I'm like, I'm going to make a LinkedIn video about it because people need to know that they can get creative. They can think outside the box to get attention of people that are traditionally they have so much traffic on their traditional channels. So where else can you go? And I was using my own social media as an example. You know, my LinkedIn is so busy now that I personally do not handle most of the message replies. I have a team to help with that. But if you want to get a hold of me personally, go check influencers you want to get a hold of. Go to all their social medias and find the one that has the least followers, which is likely to have the least people messaging them on, and go message them through there. Or if you can find a physical mailing address, even better. Nobody's sending physical letters anymore. It's just a great way to stand out. So I always say get creative. You know, send them a gift. Do research about them. What do they like? Oh, I found out this hiring manager I'm trying to get the attention of really likes golf. I'm going to send them a package of, I don't know anything about golf. Why did
golf balls.
But you get the point. Golf balls. So anything that you can do to think outside the box and just provide value, but also, you know, try to find channels that people are least flooded on if you want to personally get their attention.
Yeah. What about a personal introduction?
Yes. And ask, you know, I had my life coach, actually, he paid me a compliment the other day. He said, Shay, you're really good at asking for things. I love how you just ask for what you need and you don't feel guilty about it. Or especially women, you know, there's this thing where women don't want to ask for anything because then they're bossy or this, that. He's like, you just ask for what you need. I'm like, heck yeah, I do. You don't ask, you don't get. So if you know someone who knows someone that you're trying to get in contact with, just ask. What's the worst they're going to do? Say, no, I can't do that for you, Shay. Okay, sorry. You know, on to the next. People are so afraid of rejection. Yeah, you just got to ask. You know, I ask for what I need and I'm prepared to face the rejection if it's a no. But hey, I'm glad I asked. Now I know. So if you know of someone who is in contact with who you're trying to get a hold of, ask, hey, what can I do for you? How can I provide you value so that you can get me an introduction to this person?
Well, boom. I love that. I love that. Bring value. So, okay. So I'm going to kind of rewind here. So a couple things you said.
Rewind,
it's about who you know, right? It's about who you know, right? We talked about that. Yes. You attribute a lot of your success to who you know. You also said just ask, right? The introduction. So you miss 100% of the shots you don't take, right?
Okay.
You've heard that, right? You miss 100% of the shots you don't take. So I'm just going to be bold. I'm going to put myself out there live right now in front of my audience, and I'm just going to ask. So, Shay, there's somebody that you know that I would love an introduction to. It's somebody that I think would add some more fire to this show. I think that she could 10X the
I know
the audience. She's another amazing woman who is inspiring people, lifting people up. And I think her message could definitely
giving back and could definitely
help our audience. So Shay, what could I do for you that would help you to introduce me to Elena Cardone?
Yeah. I'm not sure. I'll have to think about that, about what you could do.
Yeah. What could I do for you?
But I will put a good word out in her ear for you about this show. I think she would really like to be on it. And she and I have a close relationship now where she really trusts me. So I would be willing to do that for you, Trevor. No value for me needed. You can just continue to say nice things about me and you know, invite me to your show once in a while.
Awesome.
Comment on my videos.
Yeah. All right.
I'm going to drop the mic for Trevor.
All right.
Yes. Drop the mic.
Guys, you have to just ask, 10X. Right? You just got to ask.
She's
going to
10X the show. I would think she'd be great here because she would have really good perspective on job seekers. You know, that's a lot of what her and Grant teach too, is how to get out of that victim mentality, how to empower yourself.
Right.
They help a lot of people who are job seekers. So hell yes, let's do it.
Let's do it. All right. Well, we've got you for just a couple more minutes, Shay. What's the best way to structure your headline?
In the LinkedIn headline.
Yeah, on your LinkedIn profile, you know, your headline.
You know, this is so interesting because I just had a podcast. It was actually another live feature just before this. And it was the last question he asked me was about the headline. I'm like, what? y'all love that finale about the headline, but it is important. So here we go. So a lot of people on LinkedIn, they use their headline to boast accomplishments. That's like the biggest mistake I see on LinkedIn. Remember, that's the first place that the user's eyeballs go when they go to your page is your LinkedIn headline. So you want to use it to just effectively communicate to your target market exactly what it is you do. A lot of times people try to overcomplicate it, make it fancy, get super creative in their wording. All you're doing is making it harder for your target market to consume and know right away, oh, this is the person to solve my problem. So I teach a formula, you know, it's I help X accomplish Y using Z. X being your target market, Y being the problem you solve, and Z, if you want to go into it, the mechanism for how you solve it. So it's really important that it's just very clear, because we don't sell in the newsfeed, right? We're not asking for anything in the newsfeed. We're just creating intrigue, providing value in our content so that people click back to our profile. But when people click back to your profile, it does need to very much be an ad for your services. It needs to be optimized for conversions. Now, that's the place to pitch. That's the place to have the hard CTAs. So anything that you can do in your LinkedIn headline to just effectively communicate who you help and what problem you solve for them. And then any leftover characters you have, just fill in keywords. Like I put public speaker, social selling, marketing in my headline because I know that people are going to search on LinkedIn for those keywords. And I also want to show up in the keyword search. So keep that in mind as well.
That is awesome. I love that. So I help X. What is it? I help X.
Accomplish Y. Using Z.
Okay. So I want to hear your headline.
You can modify it.
Yeah. What's your headline, Shay?
Yeah. I help executives create video content on LinkedIn that attracts their target market and closes more deals.
All right. So
something like that.
Beautiful. That's exactly the formula, right?
Man. Yeah, so exactly.
I modified mine too.
What'd you come up with?
So I help job seekers get noticed, create opportunities, and take care of the financial impact of job loss.
Mm-hmm. I love that. Now that is a headline that'll get attention on LinkedIn.
That's what's up,
that
right?
Even better if the mechanism for how you do it is fixing something that they hate. Like, so for me, when I'm selling, I usually focus on like, I help executives create video content that attracts their target market on LinkedIn that doesn't break the bank or suck up too much time. Because that's the thing that they hate, right? They hate that video production can sometimes be too expensive. It's too time consuming. So if you can also in your Z, in your mechanism for how, mitigate that objection that they usually have, that thing that they don't like, that's really useful as well.
Yeah, like save them time or,
that's the biggest objection. People think they're like, as soon as they hear video production, you know, they're like, whoa, I don't have a budget for that. Or I'm like, no, that's not that. That's exactly what I teach. I teach people how it can be really cheap and easy. Once you outsource, and of course, in my program, I provide the templates and the SOPs to hand that all off to an editor anyways. So it doesn't have to suck up too much time. One of my clients, he's one of the original bootcamp members. He's an OG now, but he's been making videos for quite a while. He's to the point now where he said all his entire video production, his involvement in it is now 2 hours a month.
Wow.
And he is, He is releasing 5 pieces of video content per week on LinkedIn, and he spends 2 hours a month on it. So,
well, you've got me to a point where
editor, you're doing yours daily.
Oh, yeah. I put out, I'm putting out 7 pieces of content. Every day there's a piece of content. And,
heck yes.
And then, and it's just awesome. I mean, I've seen a huge growth. Thank you so much for that. A lot of growth.
You're welcome.
And a lot of doors are opening because of your platform and your program. I've had a college reach out to me recently that wants me to create a course for them.
Oh, wow.
Just
amazing.
All kinds of doors are opening.
You're all officially Shea Shiners now. Thank you for having me, and best of luck on all your endeavors. Remember to keep the vibes high. Everything happens for a reason. The hardships are to help us grow and learn. And even in the darkest of dark times, when it feels like there's no hope and you're alone, believe it or not, God is with you. And you are going through that to learn something. So keep the faith.
Thanks for listening to the Who You Know Show podcast. My name is Trevor Houston, and if you've enjoyed this episode, consider subscribing wherever you listen and leave us a positive review to help us keep the mics on in the studio. Until next week, that's the show. It's all about who you know.